You're listening to the Fearless Ink Podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 83, The Art of Daydreaming, a Writer's Secret Weapon. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Fearless Ink Podcast. I'm Arshalita. I'm so glad to have you here. Today, we're diving into a topic that often gets overlooked, but is incredibly powerful for writers, and that is the art of daydreaming. So if you've ever found yourself staring out the window, lost in thought, this episode is for you. Let's start with a simple question. What is daydreaming? Daydreaming is that spontaneous flow of thoughts and images that occurs when your mind wanders off, usually during moments of relaxation or boredom. It's not just idle time. I think that's a misconception. It's really a rich landscape for creativity. Studies actually show that daydreaming can improve your mood, enhance your creativity, and lead to better problem solving. So as writers, it is one of the best techniques that we have for our poems, our stories. When you let your mind drift, you can activate your brain's default mode. And it's an area that's linked to your creativity and your imagination. Now let's talk about daydreaming, how it's a powerful tool for writers. First, idea generation. And that's something that we're always searching for, right? Is ways to generate new ideas for our writing. So think about brainstorming. Daydreaming allows ideas to flow freely without the constraints of structure. There's no structure, so you can just daydream all you want about anything and everything, the images and what you're thinking, what you're feeling. It's a perfect way to generate new story ideas. So try setting aside 10 minutes a day to just daydream about your characters, your plot lines, your poems, and see what happens. Secondly, character development. Daydreaming can help you dive deeper into your characters. Imagine your character in different scenarios. What would they do at a coffee shop? How would they react to a sudden twist in their life? These daydreams can enrich your characters, making them more relatable and multidimensional. Thirdly, plot exploration. Visualizing your story arc is another great use of daydreaming. You can picture the beginning, middle, and end of your story in your mind. What obstacles do your characters face? What moments create tension? Let your mind wander and you might uncover a new plot twist or connections that you hadn't considered before. Cultivating the art of daydreaming. So how can we cultivate the art of daydreaming in our daily lives? First, we can schedule time for daydreaming. You guys know how I am about scheduling time. Set aside like 5 minutes a day, just 5 minutes, maybe during your lunchtime or right before bed or right when you wake up. Just let your mind wander. No distractions, no phones, just you and your thoughts. This can be incorporated into your journal time. If you're someone that wakes up in the morning or goes to bed, you know, before you go to bed and you journal, use that time to sort of write your daydreams down. And then that way you can remember them, use them later on. Secondly, create a relaxing environment. So find that cozy spot. Maybe it's, again, one that you use for your journal time or your reading time or your writing time. But find a cozy spot where you feel comfortable. It could be a chair, it could be a park bench, or even in your bed. But a serene setting can really enhance your daydreaming experience. Thirdly, again, using journals. Keep a daydream journal. And I've seen those in the stores, like journals that are specifically for your dreams or your daydreams, where you can write the date, you can write what your atmosphere is, where you are, and include all of that information. When you find yourself daydreaming, jot down what you see or feel. And these notes can be valuable for your writing time later on. And the fourth thing is mindfulness techniques. This is something that I've been doing here as of late, practicing mindfulness. And it's really a little different than meditation. Mindfulness exercises help to clear your mind. Deep breathing, short walks can help you reach that ideal daydreaming state. And while daydreaming is a creative tool, it's also essential that you find a balance with your focused writing. Daydreaming should inspire you, not distract you from your writing goals. So reflect on your writing routine. Are you setting aside enough time for both daydreaming and your actual writing? Finding that balance is key to harnessing your creativity. So to wrap up, remember that daydreaming isn't just for kids. It's a powerful tool for writers to explore their creativity, develop characters, generate fresh ideas. I get so many poetry ideas just daydreaming. Thank you guys for tuning in to the podcast. I'd love to hear your thoughts and how you utilize daydreaming in your writing. Share your experiences. I am across all platforms at Arshalita Writes, or you can email me. I respond to all messages. So, until next time, take care.